the Togiak herring fishery is having a tough season. First, the herring showed up and started spawning earlier than ever before. Then the winds and weather proved uncooperative. KDLG's Dave Benninger has more on the ongoing effort to harvest roughly 29,000 tons in the state's largest herring fishery.
The 17 seiners probably won't, and the two gillnetters definitely won't hit their share of that quota this year. But how to sum up the 2016 Togiak herring season so far? Icicle Seafood's fleet manager Warner Liu took a stab Monday.
The fish are early. We showed up late, gone before we know it. We're done before the normal Togiak starting time. I mean, how's that? This is off the charts early.
Liu was aboard Icicle's floating processor Gordon Jensen, not far from the Togiak fishing grounds. But on Monday, not much fishing was happening. A nasty east wind had kicked up Sunday and blown out much of the effort.
Well, it's blowing 40 right now, surf's up. It's tough conditions wherever you go. Spotter pilots have an impossible time, but for weather, hoping that there's something left when the winds settle down.
Okay, he was a little garbled there, but basically saying when the wind stopped howling, which it did Monday night, the spotter pilots could find the herring and the seiners could get some sets in. Tuesday's harvest will be reported Wednesday, and it will likely be a pretty important piece of data for the four companies buying herring. The catch has fallen from 1,500 tons Saturday to 450 tons Sunday to just 252 on Monday. The seiners are not yet halfway to their share of the quota, and it's starting to feel like the season could be winding down. But Fish and Game's area manager Tim Sands says that's still too hard to tell.
It's easy to say the catches went down, but the last 2 days was poor weather, and I think that was a bigger factor in the ability to harvest fish than it confounds the presence or absence of quality fish, I guess.
The fishery can end when the fleet hits its quota. It can end when the herring are spawned out and no longer of market value. Or Fish and Game can wrap things up when the fleet starts catching too many of the smaller, younger age class herring. If there are only a few days left, the Togiak herring harvest is going to come up way short this year, but so did Sitka Sound and so did British Columbia. The upside, as Icicle's Liu confirmed, is that the size and quality has been good again.
Yeah, this is perhaps the best seine quality, roe quality that Icicle's never seen in our history here. It's been good throughout, and that's the odd part. It hasn't diminished yet. We're seeing a couple of spawn outs, but up to the end, the roe quality has held up.
As far as the fishermen are concerned, if the markets appreciate the high quality and lower volume this season and pay a better price, well, that might be just fine. In Dillingham, I'm Dave Benninger.